Hello, this is Coco Red. Today is September the 8th, Wednesday. I got something that I want to talk about. Today's episode is about social media. Yes, social media. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. I want to start off by saying thank you to all my people who listen to me. Thank you so much for showing me some love, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate it. I really do appreciate the listeners that listen to me and show me love. And I also want you to check out my homegirl at Let's Talk and Ride. Her new podcast, it's easy going. It talks about marriage life and different things of that nature. So if you're into listening to stuff about marriage and other things, she'll be a great person to go listen to. I support her. She supports me. So go check her out. Peace out. So let's get into it. I want to talk about social media. You know, we started off with MySpace. MySpace was the epidemic of everything. It was just like, you can do different things, you know. It was an era where you can make it pay, do all these different things. And you had to learn how to do coding and put these different, different effects on your page to make it stand out so people can come to it. And MySpace was the Instagram. MySpace was the Instagram and the Facebook at the time. So we wasn't too big on it, but it was cool because you could connect with people, and it was the Facebook of that time. Okay, so I want to talk about Facebook now and social media. It's like you have your family and your friends and different things like that on the social media platform. And you know, a lot of times, you know, we have families that want to give your accolades to. People want to show their achievement, their kids, and different things like that. And I notice a lot of times, especially with family, family can be your worst enemy sometimes. They can be worse than a stranger sometimes. And what I mean by that is that, like, okay, for instance, let me just tell you a story. Like, for instance, me per se, I lost a lot of weight. I lost like 130 something pounds. And for years and years and years and years, I never got, oh, you're pretty. I might get like, oh, that's nice. You look nice, you know, and this and this and that. But I never got, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, and different things like that. I've even, you know, I got likes on my photos, but do we put up pictures to get likes? And we don't even put likes on our own pictures. We don't put hearts on our own pictures, but we put up pictures for other people to like them and to like what we're doing and to, you know, give response. You know what I'm saying? When we put up the stuff that we put up, we wait for other people to put likes and different things like that, especially family. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because a lot of times we expect our families to really give us thumbs up because they are the ones that we want the accolades, the flowers from. Strangers, yes, that's cool. But we really want the acknowledgement from our families. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a stranger. You know what I'm saying? They don't know you. They don't know what you've been through. You know, I've been through a weight loss journey. I've been dealing with my weight since I was a kid. My sister was small. You know, my mom was small at one point in time in her life. Everybody around me was smaller than me. I dealt with my weight as a child growing up into adulthood. You know what I'm saying? And I never got, I mean, I had guys, oh, you got a cute face, you cool, this and this and that. I had people tell me that I was cute, or, you know, you, oh, okay, you know that, oh, okay, that's really like, you look nice, but, okay. Why you don't look like your sisters? Because my sisters, me and my sisters, we have different fathers. You know what I'm saying? My siblings, we have different fathers, okay? And that's kind of like something known in the black families, okay, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of all my sisters, we kind of favor to a certain extent, like probably the eyes, because we got the same mother, so we might have the eyes or maybe the nose or, you know, different things like that, but we don't look alike. My two younger sisters are light-skinned, and I'm brown-skinned, and my brother is brown-skinned, that's the youngest, and my mom is light-skinned. So when people see them, they be like, oh, y'all so beautiful, you got some beautiful daughters. But I never took pictures because I was ashamed of the way I looked. I did not like taking pictures. I didn't like, you know, I didn't like how I looked in pictures. I didn't care about none of that. And I didn't take pictures a lot. I mean, I take a picture, you know what big people do, they take pictures of their upper face, and you know, and that's it. You know, I never wanted to take a picture of my full body because I knew I was big. And then, you know, I met my husband. My husband accepted me. He loves me for me. He never made me feel ugly, even when I felt ugly at my worst. He never made me feel that way. He always encouraged me. He always uplifted me. So when I lost the weight, you know, all of a sudden, you know, everybody is like, you know, and I start, you know, I always been into makeup. I never, you know, when I was losing weight, I always like would stay up on trends and tap into everything. You know, I'm a Gemini, so my mind runs. Like, I could be talking one thing and I could get off that subject and go to another subject, okay? But I always stayed up on the trends, and I always wanted to be good with my makeup. So I look at these things. I would study this stuff. So when I lost the weight, I said I wanted to tap into that because I never felt like I was tapping into that. I wear sweats and big clothes and stuff like that. I had to readjust to wearing clothes and different things like that. Now, I put up a picture now. Now, this is the thing. Now, you have, I noticed something about family members, especially in-laws. And I, as long as I'm big, you know, oh, you look nice and this and that. But now that I lost weight and I'm being more, I'm exposing myself more and I'm being more confident. I'm showing pictures. The people that I would think would say something, they don't even say anything. But they want you to like on their pictures and do this and this and this and that. But I'm going to tell you like this. If you don't show me no love, and I hate to say, if you don't show me no love on my page, I'm not showing you no fucking love. That's just straight up. I'm not doing it. And I will be a petty bitch. I will be petty LaBelle. I will be petty. And I'm going to tell you like this. I will be so petty that I will like some, I will point out the person that you're in the picture with and say, oh, that person look nice, and not acknowledge your ass, because I feel like people do things to be jealous. But I feel like I accomplished something big in my life. You know, my weight was something, a big accomplishment for me. Some people buying houses, buying cars, you know, getting a high paid job and stuff. Those are accomplishments. And this was my accomplishments that I still feel like I'm struggling with. And it's hard for me. You know, I love my family. I love my mom. I love my sister. It took them a while for them to start saying that I was beautiful. I haven't heard that word beautiful in I don't know how long. You know what I'm saying? People are telling me I'm beautiful, I'm gorgeous. Wow, you look really beautiful and gorgeous. Now, don't get me wrong. It's like, and I see other people that I would think that, you know, they had negative stuff to say about me. Well, oh, you know, said negative things about me in the past, about my weight and different things. Now that I lost weight, they ain't got shit to say. They ain't putting no likes on my pictures. They ain't doing none of that. I mean, I get one or two likes here and there, but I always uplift everybody in my family, friends, or whatever. Now, I may forget sometimes. I may forget because I get caught up in my own shit sometimes, but I always acknowledge everybody that acknowledge me, because I feel like if somebody acknowledge me, that makes me feel like, damn, they really paying attention. They really sincere. You know what I'm saying? I don't acknowledge people who be on Facebook or Instagram that's always flossing. Every time you go out to eat, you got to show your food bill. Or every time you go to the mall, you got to show how much you paying, what your kids got, or what this and what that. And this and that. I don't acknowledge people like that. I don't clout chase people. I don't clout chase people. I don't, you know, the people that like clout, I don't do that. I will not acknowledge you because I feel like that's not genuine. You want somebody to jock you. And I don't like that. I don't like that kind of attention. I feel like Facebook and Instagram, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with, you know, when you looking good, it's nothing wrong putting up pictures here and there. But once it become a everyday thing, you putting this and this and this, that, like, with my journey, like, I'm trying to get to a part in my weight loss journey that I want to put up a picture where I put, like, a, like, maybe a story from where I came from to where I am now. And don't get me wrong, sometimes I put a picture, sometimes, you know, my husband be like, babe, put a picture up, or take a picture of this, or, you know, and I be like, no, I don't want to do that. Sometimes I don't even want to be putting up full pictures because it's like, sometimes I just don't want to do that. It's like, it's getting, social media has become to the point where it's negative. It's negative. Like I get to a point, I don't want to get jealous of somebody else's weight, like the weight loss journey. I don't want to get jealous of that because I wouldn't want nobody to be jealous of me. So guess what I do? I just delete those type of people from coming on my timeline because I don't want to be questioning and be like, how the fuck she lost weight before I did? How she able to do this? And excuse me. And you got, everybody's journey is different. Everybody's journey is different. I had to learn that. And weight loss. You know what I'm saying? So I had to learn that what somebody else can be, they can be more stricter in their diet and their regime and their regimen and how they doing and this and this and that and this and that. And I got to understand some people can, you know, be stricter than others. You know what I'm saying? Some people can exercise every fucking day, you know? So I had to learn. I had to tell myself that. I had to tell myself, everybody's not going to like my pictures. Everybody's not going to say something nice. I had to teach myself that. And I think social media has become this thing where we look for validation from people in anything that we do. And I don't look for validation from nobody. You know what I'm saying? I look for validation from my spouse and maybe my family members, my mom sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you can't even expect that from your family members because they'll let you down. But I feel like social media can be really toxic. I had to redirect my energy from social media. Like, I like to look at positive things. I like to look at educational things. I like to look at makeup, fashion, stuff like that. I don't want to look at a woman in a gym squatting in front of a fucking camera with her ass and she's in fit. And then, you know, we don't know the behind story. She just went in the gym for 30 minutes just to do that video. And that's it. And this bitch ain't got a BBL and got liposuction and everything, just trying to flex and say that she's got this. She's been working out all her life. If I'm going to look at somebody that going to gym, I want to look at somebody that goes to gym that look like me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to look at somebody that, oh, I wish I looked like that. Oh man, how she get? No, I don't want to look at nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that we have to learn how to love ourselves because social media make us hate ourselves. I'm telling you, it will make you hate yourself. It will. It will. You know what I'm saying? And I had to learn that. I had to learn that. You know? And like I told you, I block certain things because I don't want to see that type of stuff on my timeline. I don't want to see, you know, it's like it's becoming like sexual. Like OnlyFans, that didn't even start out sexual. That didn't start out like that. But they turned it into a sexual platform. Like Sukihana, like it's like the internet is so poison. I mean, it got its good, it got its bad, it got its in between. You know what I'm saying? And it's just young. It's like people are like selling themselves, selling their soul for internet fame and different things like that. Some people it work for, some people it don't. Like these influencers and stuff, like these YouTube influencers, like they be living lives, renting out mansions and different things like that, trying to sell you a dream. You know what I'm saying? And you got people who want that. You gotta really, really set out a tone every day, being content every day. I can't even put a podcast up every day. So I'm just letting you know. That shit, you got to sell your soul, your life to really grab, like, to really, really get content out there. It's stuff out there like this dude just make content. He don't even talk. He just put up videos and show the simpler way of doing things. People do stupid stuff and he show a simpler way of doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just got to a point, like, when I used to see, like, Tim Bay and, what's that other dude, I forgot his name, but Tim Bay and Candy and the men that dress up as women and stuff like that. That stuff was funny in the beginning, but then it got disturbing at the same time. Like, I mean, yeah, it's funny to act like a ghetto black woman, you know, act ghetto and act ratchet and stuff like that. But to see a man act like that constantly, like, you know, that man and lost his identity, especially if he's a straight man. You a straight man acting like a woman 24/7, you're going to eventually lose your identity. You're going to eventually lose yourself into that character sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've some cops, when they go undercover and they be undercover for years and years and years and years, they tend to lose their self and forget their fucking cops. So sometimes social media can fuck you up to the point where, you know what I'm saying, when you seeing yourself constantly, like, that phone go up, bing, 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 ding, 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 you know what I'm saying? Yo, who liked my picture? Like, just a few minutes ago, that's just my email. But just things like that, you know what I'm saying? Social media, man, like, I give a damn. Like, it's getting to the point where I'm going to start blocking shit. Like, I don't give a damn about Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott having another baby. I don't care about Kanye West and Madonna album. I don't care about none of that docile shit. I do not care about it because these are rich people fucking problems. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about that. But there's people out there that care about rich people problems. And like these people, like they know these people. I don't care about these people. You can't call these people up and ask them for no fucking money. You can't ask them to help you get out of bond. So why the fuck I care about what's going on in their life? Because they don't care about what's going on in my life. You know what I'm saying? Social media is so toxic. It's like you could get drawn into, like, I get to a point where every day is COVID related. COVID-19. And I ain't going to lie. I put up COVID information because I don't like the fact that media wants to put this narrative out there that black Americans are the ones that are being hard-headed when it's a lot. When I see radical white people screaming and coughing in people's faces when they get upset and doing wild shit like that. But you don't see black people doing stuff like that. You don't see black people spitting in people's face. You don't see that. You see white people doing that. I'm not saying all white people, but you see wild people like that doing that. You know what I'm saying? You don't see black American people. I mean, you might have a few things like that, but you don't see it. Like, they had the crate challenge. That took off until people started busting their ass and hurting themselves. That died down quick. I mean, for real. You know, I just, you know, social media, man, it's toxic if you don't know how to control it. You got to control your content on social media because I have a family member who puts up stuff all the time, do TikToks, do all this stuff. And I mean, you know, this person works from home. Bragging and boasting about all the money she makes and this and this and that. It's like, it's like, what do you want? It's like, you're not, you know, when you ask a person how you do this and this and they give you this long, drawn out thing, you know what I'm saying? And I, like I said, I give a person accolade. You a hustler like that where you can keep making money off the internet and different schemes and scams and pyramid schemes or whatever, you can still make money. That's your life. That's what you do. I don't knock the hustle. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock nobody hustle. But social media can make people dislike you, make people hate you from afar, get jealousy. So you got to be careful what you put on social media. Because social media sometimes can tear friendships apart. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I like even with text messages, like, I'd rather talk to my friends. I don't like texting them because you don't know the vibration that you can get from a person from a text. Because a person can be, you be like, oh, okay, is this person going to be mad at me? Or you don't, you know, I like talking. I'm still old school. I like to hear your voice. You know what I'm saying? I don't even, and some people like to FaceTime. I mean, I like to FaceTime, but that shit, I don't want you seeing my natural all the time. Shit. But anyway, I'm saying is, people, be careful what you post on social media. Because we see time and time again, people in social media, and people put crimes up, people put fraud things up, and they don't think they're going to get caught. These guys, we put guns and different things like that. People don't care what they put. It's like social media has gotten to the point where people that you wouldn't think would put things, content up, are putting things up. People don't have no shame no more. And I'm still shame-faced on a lot of things. Like, I have to go through pictures and pictures to make sure I put up a nice picture, because I don't want to just be putting up anything just to be putting up anything. I don't want nobody like, oh, look at her, look at this, look at that. I mean, I'm self-conscious about a lot of things, you know? So I just want to say, you know, social media, if you don't have control over your life and you're not a confident person, social media will fuck you up in a lot of ways. So I just want to say, family, stay safe in this COVID world. And thank you for listening to Coco Red's Daily Diary News. And I will see you on the flip side. Peace out. Mm-hmm.